Shalom Aleichem, everyone. Welcome to our weekly Meshech Chochma Shir. Special welcome to our Torah Anytime viewers and listeners of Be'ez Hashem be joining the Shir. Parshas Emor, Tovshin Pehei. So we are going to learn the Meshech Chochma, or one of the Meshech Chochmas, and the Inyanim of Sviras Ha'imer. Perek of Gimel, Pasuk Tezayin. Or Tezvav, I'm sorry. No, Tezayin, I'm sorry. Tezvav says, "Usvartem lochem imochras haShabbos. Miyema biyachem esoyim ratnufa shavu Shabbos es tmimo es tiyana. Pasuk tezayin amimochras haShabbos haShviyas. Until the day after the seventh week, tispiru. You should count chamishim yom, 50 days." Says Rashi, "Amimochras haShabbos haShviyas tispiru." Chamishim yoyim, v'ikrabte mincha chadosh al Hashem. So even though when you read the pasuk, it sounds like you should count 50 days, under the word yoyim of chamishim yoyim, there's an asnachta, a pause, and then v'ikrabte mincha chadosh al Hashem, bring a mincha chadosh al Hashem. But Rashi cuts the pasuk in half. Ad bimochres haShabbos haShviyas tisperu, pause, says Rashi. V'loy ad b'chlal. Until the day after the seventh week, which would be day 50, says Rashi, v'loyad b'chlal, not up to not the 50th day. We don't include that in the counting. So, ad mimachras haShabbos until the day after the 49th day, and not including day 50, tisbiru. Then the next Dibar Maschil and Rashi is Chamishim Yoyim V'Krabtem Mincha Chadosh Al Hashem. And on the 50th day, bring a Mincha Chadosh Al Hashem. So Ad Mimochras HaShabbos HaShviyas until the day after the 7th week, Tisperu. Don't count that day after. Ad V'Loy Ad B'Chlal, so 49 days. Pause. Chamishim Yoyim, run through the Asnach, the stop sign, V'Krabtem Mincha Chadosh Al Hashem. In fact, Rav Shmuel Devlitsky, in his little guide for Bali Kriya, Itaka says that when the Balkari lanes, even though Tisperu is a tipcha, which is a pause, so really it's Tisperu Chamishim Yoyim, so he says you should make sure to Itaka make that pause, because you don't count 50 days. You count, and then the 50 days is Chamishim Mincha Shadosh Al Hashem, like Rashi says. Dr. Meir Simcha, Tisperu Chamishim Yoyim, he has a bit of a different shot. Ha'inyan, and he says as follows, Ki Svira hu b'chol makim. What does Svira mean? We find the idea of Svira, which we translate as counting, in numerous contexts. We find it legabe Yovel, count, seven sets of Shemitah, seven sets of 7 years, and the Sefarta L'cho Sheva Shabsoi Shonim, Sheva Shonim, Sheva Pomim, next week's Parsha, and you make Yovel. We find it by Azov or Azova, Sviras, they count, Bisofra, he counts or she counts, 7 clean days, Zayin Nikim. We find it here, by Sviras Oimer. Zokter Meir Simcha, Ki Svira Hu Bechol Makayim, what does the word Svira mean in all places? Shiei Mishuna Mizulasoi B'mechuvan. That there's something different from something else, b'mechuvan, meaning with an identity to it. There's something unique about it. Sfira, by definition, means that there is something that we're going to make unique. B'mechuvan means like with kavana, with intention. That we're going to make something unique. So memela. Zokter Meir Simcha, if you understand that the word Svira does not mean to count. Now, when you count something, you actually make it unique. There's a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. The counting is what identifies each unique thing. Day 1 is not day 2. Day 2 is not day 3. The 49 days is different than the rest of the year. Counting is a way of identifying something's uniqueness. But the word Svira doesn't have to mean to count. Bizet. Vizav uvizava. When it comes to azav and azava, we have to count shiva nikiyim. They have to count 7 days. It's called svira zayin nikiyim. Visafra lo shiva yamim. Shivas yamim. Over there, hu kitire bimechuvan shiyim zetar. What does it mean to count the days? Do I have to say Hayoim Yoim Rishon Shel Zayin Nikiyim, Hayoim Yom Sheni Shel Zayin Nikiyim? That's not the halacha. We'll talk about it in a bit. But that's not the halacha. That's not what Sfira Zayin Nikiyim means. Sfira Zayin Nikiyim means that you have to make sure that every day of those 7 days is a day that's tar v'lo ra'as anida, that the lady didn't see nida, the man didn't see zivos, whatever it is. It has to be the uniqueness of the day is that it's a clean day. That's called Sfira, making this day unique. V'sofra lo shivas yamim. Let her be Sofer Zion days, meaning 7 unique days of cleanliness, and then she become tar. V'chein hu ziva. V'chein keri uplita shech vazera. Whatever it is that you have to be tar from or naki from, the idea of that, what we call counting, that sfira, is not counting bepeh, is not saying this is the first day, the second day. Visafra means make sure that there's something unique about it, that it's tar. Vare yomim eila nisparim, how are they nispar? Bameshem tahirim umichuvanim izulasam. The fact that they are tar, and that they are different, that they are unique, mechuvan, they're unique, mizulasam, from the other days, meaning to say, each one on its own is naki. Aval b'sheva shabasois, however, when it comes to the sheva shabasois of Sviras Haimer, so you could say, Usvartem lochem imachas ha-shabas, sheva shabasois t'mimais, for 49 days you should be soifer. So what does that mean, be safer? What's unique about today, Lamed Beis Ba'imer, or yesterday, Lamed Aleph Ba'imer? Today's Thursday, yesterday was Wednesday. There's nothing unique about it. There's nothing different about these 49 days than any other days of the year that we could say, make sure to make them unique. Ma'inin sfirasa mechuvan she'in ishtar mezulasai. What exactly are we going to make unique about the days of Sfira more than on the other days? Imloy dezeh, so therefore in this context, the word svira, how do you make it unique? Sviras mamish bepeh. That means to count it with your mouth. The way you're going to identify this day as something unique is by saying, hayom yom echad ba'imer, yom shnei yomim ba'imer, so on and so forth. By counting bepeh. So in this context of Sviras Ha'omer, the word Sfira here actually means to count, because the counting is what makes every day unique. When it comes to Sfira Zayin Nikiyim, the Yesod is not about counting the days and giving numbers to it. The uniqueness of the Zayin Nikiyim is that each day is Naki from whatever it needs to be Naki from. V'chein Sfira B'yoyvel B'peh K'divrei HaRambam. And the same thing is with the Shnois HaYovel. What's unique about the 49 years of Yovel? There's nothing unique about them that we make them unique. So therefore, the halacha is, it's not a Chiyuv on a Yochid, it's a Chiyuv on Bezdin. But Bezdin have the obligation to be Sofer, like the Rambam says. Kedivrei HaRambam. Like the Rambam Paskin Sefer HaMitzvahs. Hatzivui Shenitztavonu Lisbar. And he says the mitzvah is for Bezdin. So again, in that context, the Svira of 49 years is the actual counting bepeh. So with this Yisayid, says Rameir Simcha, we can understand now, v'tisperu chamishim yoyim. What does it mean you should count 50 days? L'chayra, we only count 49 days. But Dr. Meir Simcha already explained to you that Tisperu doesn't have to mean to count. Tisperu means uniqueness. There's something special and different about it. So Dr. Meir Simcha, She'yoyim chamishim hu yamtif. 49 days of Sfiras Ha'omer, the uniqueness is through the actual counting. That's how you make it unique. The 50th day, you don't count. You don't say yoyim chamishim ba'omer. You don't say that. So what's unique about day number 50? Because that's the yontif that comes after the 49 days. That's its uniqueness. She yom chamishim hu yontif. Ve'hu mechuvun b'zev v'nishtana mezulasei v'chagigasei v'karbonei. There's a uniqueness. Shavuos has its own karbonis, like every yontif does. But in this context, there's a tisperu of chamishim yom. V'zev b'svira levat. Mashenkin, the 49 days, their uniqueness is in the actual counting. The 50th day, its uniqueness is that it's a yantif, with its chagigas and its karma. So therefore, Zokter Meir Simcha, you can learn Bashab Shat, Tisperu Chamishim Yoim. We actually are Sofer 50 days. 49 days, the Sviras, what we call counting. That's the Tisperu, its uniqueness. Day number 50, its uniqueness is by us making it a Yontif with Chagigasa v'Karbonasai. Memela, there's no actual counting Bepeh, Yoim Chamishim Yomim Ba'imer, there's no such thing. Because the word Tisperu doesn't mean to count. The word Tisru means to make it unique. It's an individual. Sometimes that's through actually counting, and sometimes on its own, there's a uniqueness to it. Umesula kishis taisis beperikamater. With that, that Rameir Simcha says, we can answer the kasha of taisis in perikamater and ksubistav ayim beizam and aleph. Bisafra lola atzma. It says by the zava, bisafra lola atzma. Frek taisis, vim taimer. Amai in mevoreches zava al sviraso k'moshe mevorechim al sviraso imer. Frek Taisis, how come a zava does not make a brach on her counting like we are mevorech on sviraso imer? Doksi v'safra. It's the same v'safra as it says here by sviraso imer. Svartim lochem. V'yesh loimar, Taisis answers, dei mevorechim ele b'yoivol. She mevorechim bezdim b'chol shana shelo oilam yuchalim nois k'seder v'chein oimer. Taisva says as follows. Taisva says that when it comes to counting Yovel or counting Svira, Svira Saimer, so you can make a bracha because you know that you're going to constantly be able to count Beseder in the order. You're going to count day, year 1, 2, 3, same thing, one, day 1, 2, 3, and so on and so forth. Avazava shim tiratistar ein lo limnois. Mashekin a zava. When she starts counting day number one, Zokt Taisvis, Slav Dafka, she's going to be able to finish. So Mimela, therefore, why? Because maybe she'll see Dam and be Seiser and have to, her Zayin Nikim will have to start over again. And Mimela, the Sfira, the first 3 days, wasn't really a Sfira because they never ended. So therefore, she does not make a bracha. Not make a bracha. So, Rameir Simcha saying, but according to me, my Inyan Shemitah Eitzel Har Sinai, as we'll say in next week's Parsha. You can't compare Sfira Soimer to Sfira Vazava. Sfira Soimer, the Yisayit is to count. There's a mitzvah to count. So if there's a mitzvah to count, so may they make a brach on that. The Yisayit of Sfira of Zayin Nikiyim is not about counting. It's being mashkiach and making sure, and being cognizant and aware that this day is unique, that it's naki. Zokta Meir Simcha, Memela, doesn't pass a bracha on that. Umisula kushes hatayis perakamader lefima yisayid. Umisparish heitiv divrei Gemara Menachos. And with this we could understand the Gemara Menachos. The Gemara Menachos, when it's talking about the tztukim over there, the tztukim are very into Mimachras HaShabbos, doesn't mean the day after the first day of Pesach, it means a Sunday. And So the Gemara says over there, Menachos Samachayam and Beis, Tan Rabbana, Menachos HaShabbos, does that mean Menachos Yomtif, or does it mean actual Shabbos? So basically, Yehuda says, what do you mean? It says, Tisperu Chamishim Yoim, 50 days. All counts should be 50 days. And if you're going to say that it means it's on a Sunday, Pamim Shata Moitza Chamishim Ve'echod, let's say Pesach falls out on Erev Shabbos, so then, it's going to be 51 days because you're not going to start to count until you're going to bring the Omer on the second day of Pesach, which will be Shabbos. But you're going to count your 50 days till Shavuos from Sunday. So that's 51 days from the Omer. It's not 50 days from the Omer. And sometimes, says the Gemara, will be 52 if Pesach is on a Thursday, says Rashi. Sometimes 53. And so on and so forth, 54, 55, 56. So it's interesting because the Lashon over there in the Gemara is Vim Timer Mimachra Shabbos Bereshis Pamim Atamoitse chamishim ve'echad. Sometimes it comes out that there are 51 days. Rav Meir Simcha has the Loshon Pamim Shata Sofer, you count Nun Aleph, Nun Beis, Nun Gimel. But what's bothering Rav Meir Simcha is, L'chayra, what do you mean? You never count 50 days, you always count 49. So Mamela, the Gemara should have said, you count 49, 50, 51, 52. Why does it say 50, 51, 52, 53? Now, the Pashup Shad is because it's going on the Pasuk that says, Tisperu Chamishim Yaim, we're not getting into how what 50 really means. So the Gemara just means you add a day to that 50. But Rameir Simcha is bothered by that. But Lamai said, Matzia is not 50 days. The Gemara should have said the right thing. So he says, no, Sheyomtif Hume Asvira. No, Vadi do count 50 days. 49 of Sfira and one day of Shavuos, that's called a Tisperu. So Mamela, the Gemara is saying, there's always 50 days of Tisperu, and if you're going to make it, Mimachas HaShabbos, you'll end up at 51, 52, 53. Sheyomtif Hu Asvira, because Yomtif is part of the Sfira. So this is the aside of Rameir Simcha in the words Tisperu. So L'chayr comes out that Sfira by definition is being unique. So Avada, the mitzvah is to make every day unique by counting that day, but that's the Yisayit of Sfira Seimer as well, that every day should be a day of growth, a day of growth, a uniqueness to the day. And when you count the day, that today when you count, today is the 32nd day of the Omer, it's not just because yesterday I counted 31, that's the uniqueness, Avada, that's the mitzvah. But you get into the tifkeit of it, there has to be more of a uniqueness to every single day of Sfira Seimer. Now I just want to say, today's the 232nd yard site of the Heilige Noida Yehuda Reb Cheska Lando, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, and Shnei Neviim Misnabin Besingo in Echad in Mardura Tinyana of Tshuvas Noida Yehuda, Simon Kuf Chaf Gimel, and Kuf Chaf Dalz. We'll see in a moment. There's a tshuva there. Tzagoyna Muvuk Marin Reb Yishai Mibresli. That is Reb Yishai Pick, the Maseres Hashas. And what's this going on? As we said before, Taisus asked the Kasha, L'chaira, a Zava should be to make a bracha on her Sfira Zaynikim. So Reb Yud is writing Reb Shaya Pick, and Reb Shaya Pick says that we should tell the women to paskin to go with the halacha of Hagoyin HaKadosh Baal Shlo. It's the Shlo HaKadosh, and this brought down in Hilchos Nida as well. Pesach Teshuvah brings down from the Shlo HaKadosh that he held that there's a din in Sfiras Nikiyim Shetimne Bichol Yoyim V'Taymer Hayoyim Yoyim Echad Kevan D'Chsiv V'Safrala. So again, Taisvis asked the Kasha, should make a bracha. But Taisvis is not going to the actual sphere of the counting. Do you have to say Hayoyim Yoyim, today's the first day? So Rav Meir Simcha is saying, no, there's nothing din in the Amira, right? But the Shlo HaKadosh held, since the Pasuk says V'safra La, so Lady Tak has to count her Zayin Nikiyim. Imer Ani says the Noida B'Yehuda, Hagoyin HaKadosh Hazel Reiv Kedushas Chasidusai Niskayim by Oyev Mitzvahs La Yitzvah Mitzvahs. The Shlo HaKadosh loved mitzvahs so much that he wanted to have more mitzvahs. V'ratzalaman Tzidkoy L'Hagdo Teril Arbevs Mitzvahs. He made a new mitzvah called Sfira Zayin Nikiyim. Aval Etzli says, Acham Mechvilas Koy Shal Hagoyin Ein Dvar Miskablim. And he's bothered. Zoktanai de Behuda. If it's a mitzvah of Sfiras Zayin Nikiyim, why didn't the Rambam and the Ramban and the Bahag and all the Moini HaMitzvahs, why didn't they add it to the Taryag Mitzvahs? You have Sfiras Zav and Sfiras Zava. And even if they're the same, at least one mitzvah. And listen to his Lashon. Mamish, what Rameir Simcha told us. Elevadai Shein Zu Mitzvah. Raka Kosov Oimer, Shetashkiach, you should be Mashkiach, you should pay attention to Shiva Yomim Halalu Nikiyim Shalay Tister. Vein Zedoy Melamadich Siv Vaymer Svartel and Machras HaShabbos. Shemi Yusu Ligamri Zoktanai de Behuda. You can't compare it to the seven when it says count. So 49 days in Machras HaShabbos. Because those words are totally extra in the Torah. Because all the Torah had to say was bring a Karban Omer. And 50 days later, by Yom HaChamishim, bring Shavuos, or make the Yontif of Shavuos, 50 days later. Why does it have to tell you anything about the 49 days in between? Lama Kosev Usfartem. All you have to say is, bring the Karban Omer the day after the second day of Pesach, and Yom HaChamishim, 50 days later, you'll bring Mincha Chadosh El Hashem, the Karban Shtei Alechem on Shavuos. So why does it say count 49 days? Elavada shemitzvah lispar. V'chein, the same thing with Yovel. All it should say is, in the 50, every 50 years, make a Yovel. Why does the Torah say count 49 years? So that's totally extra. So therefore, the mitzvah is to count. Aval b'zavu, b'zavu, but when it comes to a zav and a zava, if the Torah would just say, when the zav becomes tar from his zivus, he should wait 7 days l'tarasai, have amina shein tzrichim lius nikiyim. How would I know they have to be naki? Just say, wait 7 days and go to the mikvah. Therefore, the Torah says, v'safarta shetzorach shiashkiach aleim sheyu nikiyim v'chein b'zavah. That's mamish what Rameir Simcha's Yosait is. Sfira over there means b'mashkiach, that they are naki. Mashenkein, when it comes to the other places, the uniqueness of it is the actual counting. And this says, so Rameir Simcha said, u'miyushav kutsiyav ataisvis in Perek HaMader. But the Noedim Yudah says, zeu kavonas ataisvis. He says that's what taisvis actually means over there. When Taisvis said the answer, shem tira tistar ein lo limnois, kavonosam, what he means to say is, that, again, Taisvis answered, that by the 49 days of the Omer and the Yovel, so you start counting and you'll finish the count, there's no problem. But by Azava, if she's going to see, she's going to be soiser them. So therefore, it's, you remember I said before, the Lash of Dais, Ein lo limnois, Ein lo limnois. Kavanosan, Devi Yovel v'Oimer. By Yovel v'Oimer, Shetobin Azman Nimshach Keseder. Time just goes. Days go, years go. So Torah doesn't have to say anything about V'Safarta. The Torah just says, it goes. Sharein Tzarek B'Zash Koch HaKlal. Elevade means a mitzvah to count. Abo bezovashim tiratister. Veinazman oiver memela. Doesn't happen on its own, because if she sees, she'll be soiser. So you need a hashgacha. So therefore, the Torah, when it said v'sofra over there, it's not on the words, this is the first day of my Zayin Nikim. Ela lashgacha shu Nikim. V'loyla mitzvah. L'kach ein lo limnois. Now it's meduyik in Taisus. Tais didn't say. It's interesting. Taisus asks the kasha, she should make a bracha. And Taisus answers ein lo limnois. Say, don't make a bracha. So to Rabbi Yehuda, he's saying beferish. There's no din of counting. Ein lo limnois. That's what Taisus means. That's what Taisus means. Zeanir leizdaiti lidchais ikar divrei hashla. Now it's interesting. There's a hagah miben amechaber from the Yehuda's son, Reb Shmuel Landau, and he says he always understood pshat and Taisus is that since if you're going to be soiser, he says ani rogel lefarish, because if she's going to see and she's going to be soiser, it's going to end up a bracha levatala. Because you have to start over again. So therefore you can't make the bracha. Can't make the bracha. That's how he understood Pshat. And he talks about other why you don't make bracha on other mitzvahs, making a shayfer, megillah, so on and different things like that. But his insight is whenever it's possible to come out that it'll end up getting ruined, you don't make the bracha. That's how he understood Taisvis. But the Noedim Yehuda says this is Pshat and Taisvis. Now, it's interesting, just to finish off this Noedim Yehuda, is very geschmack, he says, Balamaisa, even if we're going to give it, he says, let's say I'll agree to the shla that v'safra law is a mitzvah, he says, but it doesn't apply to our women. Because he says an interesting thing. He says, the whole yusayit of the mitzvah is to count to the seventh day, and on that seventh day, go to the mikvah. He says, if she doesn't plan on going to the mikvah, is there any reason to count? So the sphere has to do with the mikvah. Our women today don't go to the mikvah on Yom Zayin of the Zayin Nikiyim. They can't go till the night. We give them the chumras of both the Zav and Anida. That's what we do. So he says, since they can't go by day, memel they're not mekayim the mitzvah. Just on tisvara. Mitzvah zuhu, he could achsiv, shetei samach letvila. Count 7 days and then go to the mikvah. Uzmana tvila b'yayim ha-shvi. Our women don't go b'yayim ha-shvi. Eina mekayim et mitzvah zuhu klal. Now Rav Shai Pick, in the next tshuva, they do the answers, all of his tainus back, he understood the Noedim Yehuda to mean because we wait 5 days before we start the Zayin Nikiyim. Noedim Yehuda says, I didn't mean that. What I meant to say was, because Zokta Shai Pick, who cares if you wait 5 days? Lamais, you count 7 days and go to the mikvah. Noedim Yehuda says, what I meant to say is they don't go on Yom Zayin, they go the night afterwards, and that's already a problem. And then he says an interesting thing. He says, Lamais, the whole Gemara in the end of Nida, you know, the whole complicated Gemara that Bisham and Basila, how many lady who didn't know when she saw, and how many tefillas she comes to us, and she doesn't know when she saw, what she saw, and you put her, she goes to the mikvah, I don't remember how many times it was, 40 sometimes, 90 sometimes, Shailukas, tefillah bizmana mitzvah, tefillah bizmana mitzvah. So he says, L'chaira, and once you send her to the mikvah, so now she'll never be able to make a bracha anymore in any of her other countings, because maybe she was yaitze already. So who says that a misafik, we should be mevatel her from the counting? I'm sorry, not a bracha. The counting of the Svira Zayinikiyim, who says we should be mevatel her from that counting in order for Tefillah Bizman HaMitzvah? If by doing Tefillah Bizman HaMitzvah make her go to the mikvah all the times, where we're going to be mevatel the Vesafrala, Imkei Ma'oma Dehach Mitzvah Dehach Mitzvah. See, when you learn the sugya over there in Ida, you come back to Tzayit Yehuda to see what the Rai is bringing. So Melech says there's no mitzvah at all, and even Rabbi Kiva holds you need Sfurim Lefaneinu, we have to have at least 7 days in front of us that's counted. It's not Bepet, it just means that we have to know what's happening. And, fine. So that's his Shaya Pick writes back to him. And in the next tshuva, he answers back to Nahida Behuda, and just not to go through the whole thing, but just a cute thing that he says in the beginning. He says, Rabbi Shaya Pick answered him, you asked the question, if it's Taka Mitzvah, so how come the Moine HaMitzvah, the Bahag, the Rambam, and the Ramban, they weren't Moine as a Mitzvah? So he answered him back. He says, what do you mean? It's a steer in the Shlah himself. If the Shlah holds, it's a mitzvah. So when the Shlah was mina all the mitzvahs of every parsha and save for HaShlah, how come he didn't bring it as a mitzvah? So it's a steer in the Shlah. Vani tama. Ani karasi lahavas ha'ilam asher mehemai ra yaitzis u'mehemai chachti litchais divrei HaShlah. I brought a raya from the Avos ha'ilam, the Rambam, the Ramban, the Bahag. And with them I was coming to be madcha the Shlah. But I should she'eksha min HaShlah, HaShlah, you want to steer the Shlah to the Shlah? So Taka, let's say it's Taka Stira. So that doesn't help anybody. Which one's the right one? Is it the one, yeah, with the mitzvah, not with the mitzvah? So what are you being a raya from the Shlah himself? Interesting thing. And then he tries to bring rayas that there's in Mayne HaMitzvahs, there's rules and things like that. And then he said, just one last thing, you say the only one who argues on the Shlah is the Ra'ah, Timahani. Lo manela mimenu divrei Ramban b'parsha Emor. This is Ramban in our pasuk. B'pasuk usvartem lochem. The Ramban in parsha Emor says, in the words usvartem lochem, zok the Ramban. Like it says, lekachnem lochem. Shetei sfir lekicha lochalecha becha shiimne mipiv v'yazger cheshbainai ve'ein kein v'safar lo dezavin. But the Safar Law of Zavin is not a mitzvah. Sheim Ratzu Aimdim B'Tumasam. Over there, they don't have to count. If they don't want, they want to stay Tameh, they don't have to count anything. Ela Shalei Yishkechu. Rather, Shalei Yishkechu. They shouldn't forget where they're holding. So, the way he's understanding that, B'Yishkechu Shalei Yishkechu means that they should make sure to understand that there's no tumma going on over there. But the Yisayda Davar is, Ayin Shem Shekosu Beferish, Shesvira Zavin Eila Shalei Yishkechu. So Svira Zavin is different than Svira Saimer. The son of the Mechaber, the Nayid Yehuda, the son, has a long haggah here. Teres Emes Bepe Kadosh Adayin Yavimari Agayin Shanela Me'ashlo Divrei Ramban Ala Teira. But then he has a problem with the Ramban. Lo Yizachis Yilavin. Goes into mitzvahs, Mayne HaMitzvahs, a lot of Yisaydas, which is not for today. But this is Mamish the Yisai, that both the Nayid Behuda, Schusa Yagin Aleinu, today is his yard site, and Rameir Simcha teach us in the Yisai of what Svira means by Svira. So Omer, why here it means Bepeh, but Rameir Simcha's laying to Tisperu Chamishim Yoim. There is a Svira on Yoim Chamishim on the 50th day by making it unique through being a Yantif, and as we're a Maisif, then not only should we count it Bepeh, Taka, every day should be a unique day as we get closer and closer, Bez Hashem, to Shavuos, to that 50th day that we're going to be Sofer as the day of Zman Matan Torah Seinu. Have a wonderful day, everybody, and Kol Tov.